Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Permabyte for Monday, May 26th, 2014, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. I will admit that I completely forgot about today being Memorial Day, and I will still be spending this time with my family, my wife, daughter, and our semi-adopted daughter are all returning today, so it's a big family day for us. And I'll be spending more time with them and getting back into my office full-time on Tuesday the 27th. However, I wanted to share something with you as well as provide a short list of updates from the show. What I wanted to share with you is a video from the Walking Elephant Theater Company. I posted a short one before with members of that group interviewing Rachel Kaplan, a former guest on this show. Whereas that was only a few minutes long, this video is just under 19 minutes and shows the positive power of permaculture, where those ideas of connecting and building community intersect. It shows how art and individuals, how adults and children can all come together and create a better world. In the space that I'm in now that this last very rough semester of graduate school is over, that I've taken a bit of time to decompress, this video and the work of everyone at the theater company delights me and brings joy, and I'd like to see more of that come into the world. If you're a parent with children, watch this video with them. Share it with them. From 7 to 17, children and young adults are engaged and making a difference. They're being empowered and learning more about what they can do rather than what they can't. And that's a powerful message to me. And it fits within my perspective as an educator and about how we can really make a difference in everything that we do by transforming ourselves and others in a meaningful way. So go check out that video. There's a link to it in the show notes as well as having that video embedded, depending on how you see this and how you would like to view that material. Now then, as for the updates, now that I'm back online and things are running smoothly, after my little bit of recovery. If you saw that I was taking an unplanned vacation and just read the short note but didn't listen to the episode, part of that is I've come to the decision that I'm going to continue the show. I'm not in a place where I need to wait any longer to make that decision. I'm not going to bring things to a close this fall. There's just too much to do. I don't know why I want to say this here, but we're on. This is on like Donkey Kong. Let's go. Let's make this happen. Let's make this work. Heck, if I give up, it just shows that this doesn't work. And it's another negative. Forget that. We're going. We're doing. And I'm glad to have you along for the ride. And not just as a passenger, but also as a participant. This matters to me, and I want you doing what matters to you. Doing what you want to do. And I'm here to help however I can. So the second piece of this update, now that I'm getting kind of fired up, is that your outreach as a listener was a big part of being able to continue the show, to be able to make that decision. Since the Crossroads episode, I've had an income from the show. After my expenses and everything, there's been a little bit left to be able to do more with, and it's amazing what a difference that makes. So if you've made a contribution to the show, you again have probably received an email from me giving you thanks, but I'll also say it again here as part of this episode. Thank you. If you're in a place to support the show, please do. Whether you've made a contribution in the past or have heard my requests, the show really is still primarily listener supported. The sponsorship experiment is interesting, and I'm going to continue that. But most of what made a difference were you, the listeners. So please consider sharing your surplus, if you have any, with me. Go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support and make a one-time or continuing monthly contribution. Part C of this update, a musician friend is working with me to create a new theme that will run for the Permabyte episodes. I'm doing that so that there's an audio cue, since I pretty much start talking at the very beginning, to let you know what type of show you're listening to, and also to include some ending music so that there's a better transition between episodes if you've downloaded a whole bunch and begun binge listening. Update the fourth. Several students have signed up for the more personalized PDC. If you're interested in joining them, and having a class where you can learn at your own pace, but have a classroom environment where you can engage with other students as well as the instructors, you can sign up by going to www.thepermaculturepodcast.com/PDC-tuition. And of course, a link to that in the show notes. And with that program, you don't have to sign up all at once. You can just start with the first piece of it, Unit 1, and then take your education further as the time and opportunity provide for it. If you are interested in signing up and you go and you see what the per unit rates are and they're cost prohibitive for some reason, contact me. Let me know. I don't want anyone to be turned away because of price. And we can work together to find a way to make the course happen for you. My fifth update is that I'm moving some of my personal focus away from reading and research to be more about a project-based experience and documentation. In conversations that I've had with some of my colleagues and some of the guests on this show, some people, including myself, have a concern about the information that gets passed around over and over again as if it's permaculture gospel or this ongoing wisdom that just says these things work. But as we dig or go down the rabbit hole to try to find them, that information isn't out there. We can't find it or where it originates from. It seems to be that almost legendary, oh, well, I know somebody who did that. Well, who? Well, it was this other guy. You know, go check out their work and then you check with them. Oh, no, I found out about that from here. Or, we discussed that in a class that I was in. And finding the hard evidence of what people are doing, the mistakes and the failures, is difficult. I used to come from a place of arrogance in my old career working in IT and with computers, because if there was a problem with something, you couldn't let the customer know that there was a problem and that you couldn't fix it in that moment or that you didn't know what was wrong. And I've reached a point as a teacher where I have to be able to say, I don't know, or I've never done that, but here are resources that you can try and check out on your own. And I think that honesty is necessary in the work that we're doing. So with this experience-based and documentation role, examples of this kind of positive experiential direction includes, for those of you who follow the show on Facebook, all the pictures that I posted of John and my son and I plugging the mushroom logs. It's an activity that I've undertaken, and I feel that I can at least speak to those beginning pieces and provide you information. So I will. So that's one side of it. Or like the pond building workshop that I posted pictures of that I attended with Ben Weiss. I'm not actively engaged in building that pond, but I know people who are. And so I can go and I can take pictures and help document that process for them and also share it with you as permaculture practitioners. Did this work? Didn't it? What do we think happened? Why? And have a visceral personal experience of building this permaculture knowledge. As a result of that direction, that may change the permabytes some as I write and record more in order to create more detailed show notes so that you have not only an article to read if you want to about these different pieces, but also have the audio to listen to. I don't know how exactly that's going to work out yet, but I will create updates to follow as that comes together and these first pieces are established and begin to grow. My final thought and update for this is just that wherever you are, know that in that place and wherever you go from there, you're not alone. There are many, many people working to create a better world. You hear my voice often as one of those who's doing that, and you've heard all the interviews and know of all this material of people who are doing it, taking action and making a difference. If there's any way that I can help you on your path, let me know. Email me, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com, or give me a call, 717-827-6266. Join in the conversations on Facebook, facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast. Or you can connect with me via Twitter, where I am @permaculturecst. I'll talk to you again soon with this next interview. In the meantime, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.